Sergio Assad's Interchange Concerto for Four Guitars and Orchestra, dedicated to and performed by the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet. David Amato was the conductor of the Delaware Symphony Orchestra. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. This is the aria from the Bacchianus Brasileiras No. 5 by Villa-Lobos. This features harmonica player Cy Leo and guitarist Giuseppe Buscemi.
Thank you.
Harmonica player Cy Leo and guitarist Giuseppe Buscemi in the aria from the Bacchianus Brasileiras No. 5 by Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with more music from South America. This is La Muerte del Ángel, or Death of the Angel, by Argentine tango composer Astor Piazzolla. It's performed by Franz Halage. Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard Franz Halage performing La Muerte del Ángel by Argentine tango composer Astor Piazzolla. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Family Fund, and Charles and Taco Parker, and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas. Music by pluck-stringed instruments like the guitar, the harp, and the ancient lyre have been used in healing for over 3,000 years. That's why our mission is to bring this music to the widest possible audience. Our Music and Medicine program brings live classical guitar music to hospitals and hospices and is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. If you'd like more information about our work, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org, and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will employ an intersectional anti-racist lens to support the racialized community as they exercise their human rights.
I will refuse to be silenced, and I will help others raise their voices against hate.
I will listen, learn, speak up, and take actions.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Broadcast.